This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hour number two of the Rob Brown Show goes now. Rob, the great Alonzo, and you be a part of the radio broadcast. Lots of different ways to make that happen. You can jump on the Renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas fan phone at 844-FANFONE. That's 844-326-3663. You can text us at 71307, 71307, start your text with FAN, F-A-N, FAN, F-A-N, and we will read them on the air. You can tweet me at The Rob Brown Show. You can tweet Lonzo at Lonzo One Word. You can tweet everybody in the station at The Rob Brown Show. You can get at me on the email, rob.brown at thefanupstate.com. Rob.brown at the, it's a period. It's not the word dot. Rob, period, Brown, at thefanupstate.com.
Thank you for explaining that, because, yeah, I'm sure some older people, which you don't like, probably would struggle with that.
Can I tell you right now, I
saw it. That's why I mentioned it.
Good. Good. Thanks for the segue that I wanted but hadn't found yet. Y'all, I want it on the record. I'm a big fan of the Costco, all right? I'm a big fan of the Costco. I am not just a big fan of the Costco, and those of you on the live stream can confirm, I am a card-carrying executive member of the Costco. Not your basic membership. I'm black card at the Costco. I'm front of the line.
Okay, 1%.
At the Costco.
Let's go.
Okay? I went to the Costco yesterday after work. I pop in there once or twice a week. I hit the Costco on the way back to the house. I drive right past it on the way home here on Woodruff Road. And so I stopped at the Costco, and I'm going to tell you right now, I swear on everything that is inside of me and comprises me. If anybody my age acts the way that old people act at the Costco, they would catch an ass whooping on the spot. I don't ever want to hear, never again in my life do I want to hear that young people are entitled. Not another time. Because the olds at the Costco are the most unbelievably entitled, impatient, obnoxious people on the face of planet Earth. Let me tell you what happened twice. Two different things happened yesterday at the Costco. Y'all, I was ready to fight some geriatrics yesterday, all right? I'll make myself sound like a bad guy. Let me tell you the story, then decide if I'm the bad guy. All right? First, I roll up into the Costco. I go into the line. They changed it now. When you go in, they got little card scanners, and you got to scan your membership card. Don't scan your membership card. You ain't allowed in the Costco. It's elite. It's exclusive. Okay? So I roll up, and I get in the line because there's a line to get into the Costco. Why wouldn't there be a line to get in the Costco? Costco's amazing. Okay? So I roll up. I'm ready to go in the little scanner. I like to go in. I like to check out. You know, they got some deals on electronics every now and then. Constantly updating their flannel selection. Got to go see if they got any new colors of flannels that I want to add to the winter Rob Brown collection. All right, so I go in and I go to scan my membership card, and this little old lady ahead of me, she walks up to the little card scanner, and she looks at the lady and she goes, "I don't want to get my card out of my purse. I don't want to get my card out of my purse. Just let me in." And the lady goes, "Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. You have to scan your membership card." And she goes, "It's in my purse, and I do not want to get it out." And the lady's like, "I understand, ma'am, but, like, that's the rules of the Costco. It is membership only. You have to prove that you're a member." "Well, I am a member. Get your computer and look it up." This lady is standing at the, there's no computers, ma'am. She's not at a computer. The little scanny thing, that's the computer. You scan your card, and that computer goes, "Yes, Ethel is indeed a member. She's allowed in." No. She don't mind. The purse, by the way, is hanging on her hip. It's right here. "Ma'am, reach your skinny little bony fingers down in there and grab the card and scan it like everyone else who is here." All right? So finally, the lady's like, "Look, ma'am, I'm really sorry, but you can either scan your membership card or we're gonna have to deny you entry, respectfully." And the lady's like, "Well, I'll just cancel my membership." And there's a guy in the next line over who has very clearly had it. She goes, "I'll just have to cancel my membership." And the guy goes, "Well, you'll have to show him your card to do that." I was like, "Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir." So then we go in. And I go pick up what I was there to get. The wife, she needs some Fiji water. She loves the Fiji water. All right, so I go get a case of the Fiji water. I go in and I get another case of my sparkling ice carbonated waters. All right, I'm a big chocolate covered raisin guy. I love chocolate covered raisins. All right, I get my big barrel of chocolate covered raisins. That's my little snacky snack. So I don't eat a full meal three times between full meals. All right, give me a little chocolate cover. I did find a flannel on, so this one was Kelly green with brown pattern inlays. Beautiful, beautiful. So quite excited to break it out. Probably break it out either tomorrow or Thursday. All right? Good-looking flannel.
Do you have the green glasses to
That's the only reason I didn't bring them out today. Okay. And I forgot my black ones to match today. But the good news is my glasses people are putting out purple, orange, and green in the new year. Pretty pumped about adding those to the collection. So I pick up my flannel, I pick up my food stuffs, I go get in the line. Now, Costco at the lunchtime, pretty busy, all right? It's pretty busy. It's you know that going in.
Dude, Costco is always busy.
It is, but it's like Costco busy at lunchtime. Everybody's in there like, "Hey, you got your lunch break? You carve out your hour, you go in the Costco, you get your groceries, you get your $1.50 hot dog, and you head back to work," okay? A little busy. So I am in the line for the self-checkout registers. Which, by the way, I appreciated at Costco because they check everybody's basket on the way out. So I don't feel excluded. So I go and I get in the line. And there's got to be 12 baskets ahead of me. 12 people with baskets ahead of me. And so I, like a regular member of society, look at the line and go, "Well, this isn't going to be my favorite part of the day, but a line's a line. Because we have all adhered to a societal contract that no one is more important than anyone else." And here I'm in line, and there's 12 baskets ahead of me, and wouldn't you know it, a little old lady, different little lady, this wasn't Ethel, this was Myrtle. Myrtle pushes a little basket up, and she's standing, Lonzo, awkwardly off to the side of the self-checkout lane. And when the lady in the closer, because there's two rows of two, when the lady in the closer self-checkout lane puts her last item in the basket, and she scans her card, and she picks it up, Myrtle just wedges her little cart. Just wedges her little cart right there in the front. She's just like, "Nope, this is mine now." She was not in the line. She had just walked up. She wedged her in. And the lady who was next back, she goes, "Oh, ma'am, I'm sorry. I was in line." And Myrtle says, I have a doctor's appointment in 30 minutes. I'm in a hurry. Now, as Lonzo can attest, I am not a confrontational person. I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable. I don't like confrontation at any level. I was like, at this point, 5 or 6 carts back, and I said, ma'am, it's lunchtime on a Monday. We are all in a hurry. Please go to the back of the line. And you would have thought that I, like, pulled this lady's labradoodle out of her shopping cart and punted it across the Costco by the gasp of shock and horror that she expressed because I had the audacity to tell her, hey, your doctor's appointment isn't any more important than my lunch appointment or her bank appointment or that guy's whatever appointment. Get in the back of the line. And if you don't have the time, then don't come to Costco before your doctor's appointment, come after. But Myrtle, you don't get respect because your biggest achievement in life is you haven't died yet. You're not the president, ma'am. You're not the president.
Did she actually have a labradoodle?
No.
Okay. All right.
But she's absolutely the type of old lady that would 100% walk up there with a labradoodle and be like, the no dogs rule doesn't apply to me because I'm 80. I don't care, Myrtle. Back of the line, ma'am. Scoot on back. I'm in a hurry, too. I got stuff to do. This is the entitlement of these people at the Costco. It's just and by the way, let me once again say, Costco's amazing. It's easily my most visited shopping center. It's got everything I need. It's got all my food. It's got all my beverages. It's got prepared stuff. It's got raw stuff. It's got my clothes. I said when we got the membership, I'm not going to be a guy who buys his clothes from Costco. Y'all, everything I'm wearing down to the sneaks came from Costco. And I ain't ashamed about it anymore. It's nice. I'm comfortable. All right?
Underwear?
Yes. That is it. Yes. Okay. I had to think about it for a second there. Because not all my underoos are Costco. But the ones I have on right now, absolutely Kirkland brand boxer briefs.
You get like a 30-pack or something?
Nah, a 5-pack for like $12. And I'm going to tell you straight up, they are the best boxer briefs I own. They are supportive in all the right places, but soft against my skin. I am pro Kirkland boxer briefs, all right? Pro Kirkland boxer briefs. Here's all I'm saying. I love the Costco. I endorse the Costco. I'm not paid for that. I'm just doing it on my own. I endorse the Costco. I love the Costco. I'm in the Costco a minimum of twice a week. Twice a week, I'm at the Costco. I love the Costco. I'm always in the Costco.
That old people who like to troll, he's in there twice a week. He got a good shot of making a mad.
I swear to you. You know my no confrontation thing? I'm running out. The only people I'm going to confront now are grandmothers at the Costco.
So if you're a member of the Armada and your mom or your grandma needs to go shopping, you know
when
to do it.
Take her at lunchtime on Mondays and Thursdays because that's Costco day. All right? And I got something to say to Myrtle, and I got something to say to Ethel, and I got something to say to Ethelda. Y'all got to stop. Like, I get it. Texas said, Rob, not arguing for either old here, but remember, they are rapidly running out of life. They have no time to wait. Sorry. Schedule it better. I now know the Costco schedule of when it's not busy and when it's busy. You should learn it, too.
Could you see from your vantage point what she had in her cart?
No, because when I say wedge, dog.
So maybe it was like a bunch of medication. And she's about to die, and she just needed to check out.
I can't tell you how much I don't care.
Yeah, we know.
I can't tell you how much I don't care. If it is that important, go to the emergency room, okay? But it's not. She done set her basket off to the side of the checkout. She was like Brian Dawkins waiting for a quarterback to throw the ball. She saw the passing lane. She's like, yo, when this lady moves that cart, there's going to be a window right there. I'm going to just throw the nose. I'm going to be like Dale Earnhardt. Tuck the nose in, hit the accelerator, spin that ass around, and get right in there. And she did. Like Ball Hawk and Brian Dawkins back in the day for the Philadelphia Eagles. She set him up. She dropped the hips, lowered the center of gravity, dropped that, faked the zone. And as soon as the quarterback loaded up and that cart started moving out of the way, pew, all of a sudden, Grandma didn't need the walker with the little tennis balls on the bottom. All of a sudden, Granny had 4.440 speed. Whew, right up in the, like, gone. Like, nobody else in the line had a moment to even realize what she did until we looked up and she's pulling her cost card out. We're like, yo, ma'am, we're in a hurry too. It's lunchtime on a Monday. I got stuff to do.
Did she go to the back of the line?
Yeah, she did. Because a manager came over and made her. And I got to tell you, I'm not going to out the manager's name because I don't want him getting in trouble at the Costco because this guy's been super kind every time I go in there. But the dude walked up and he's like, ma'am, I understand. But all these other people have waited in line. She's like, well, I have a doctor's appointment. He's like, I understand, ma'am. I'm sure somebody else in this line probably also has a doctor's appointment. And that was the point where I wanted to lie and be like, it's me. I do. But I didn't lie. I did, however, look at the manager and I was like, I got a lunch appointment in half an hour. That didn't make it better, obviously. But, like, I needed the point to be made. We're all in a hurry, Myrtle. You don't get to just jump the line because your achievement is still breathing.
So how far back did she have to go? How many people?
I would say there at this point, I had moved up from, like, 12 to, like, 6, and there were probably 6 or 7, so probably about a dozen people back in line. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to give Costco credit for one more thing. They don't need it. They're getting it anyway. Costco is efficient when it comes to getting these lines cooking, son. They're quick. When you walk up to the self-checkout, they got a dude. He walks over. He's got the little scanner gun, right? He walks over. He beeps his card. And anything you got in the buggy that's heavy, right, big cases of water, whatever, he's like, pew, 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 like the Mandalorian, pew, 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 pops them all. So every heavy, you don't even have to take stuff out of the cart. The heavy stuff can stay right there in the cart. He comes over, he's like, bang, 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 and he tells you, he's like, I got that water, that rotisserie chicken, and that thing right there, and then all you got to do is scan the little stuff. Son, they want you gone. They want you in, scan, paid, get the hell out of the way. We got 50 more people behind you with blue hair and walkers. We got to get them up and out of here.
How would you feel if it was your mom that was trying to get in there? I mean, would you still
That Rhonda can wait in line with the rest of us. All right? This ain't selective. We have all agreed and adhered to a societal contract that says nobody just gets to go to the front of the line because they want to.
Sounds like a baseball rule to me.
It's not a baseball rule. It's a rule of life. Lonzo, if we roll up to the theme park and you want to get on Space Mountain, you don't just get to go, hi, I'm old, I'm going to the front of the line now. That ain't how it works.
They don't have, like, senior lines. I mean, because some of those do, and you get a discount. And
no, they got,
and
the, they got like, the fast pass thing where you can put you, but then you got to go on the internet, you got to punch in your time, and they go, okay, your first of the line ride is at 12:15 p.m., so you show up at 12:15, you go to the front of the line, but they have that booked into a scheduling thing.
Okay, all right.
If Costco would like to create a senior citizens line.
You probably can't do that because you'd have to go online and figure out how to use that newfangled machine.
Sounds like a you problem. It ain't that hard. And if Costco wants to develop a senior citizens line over to the side where they allow these 80-year-olds to go check out faster than everybody else, then great. I will adhere to that Costco membership detail.
Oh, no, but no, then you'll be jealous because the seniors are moving through and you got to wait in line.
No, I won't. If they develop that, right? I'll give you the example, all right? I'm a big... I won't say the name of the store, but there's another store I go to. And this other store I go to, it's always insanely busy, wildly busy, and loud. It's loud. And I'm a quiet person. I like quiet, reserved. You know, I'm listening to classical
Trader
music.
Trader Joe's.
Bingo. Give me chill shopping.
Whole Foods.
Don't get me excited.
I'm trying to
shopping.
Pick all the hipster places that you might
I'm not going to tell you which
to.
One it is. It's none of those, all right? But this store has recently opened up, and I think this is commendable and respectable and should be given credit for. This store is opened up from 8 to 10 a.m., what they call sensitivity hours. Basically, so for a couple hours in the morning, like 2 or 3 days a week, they don't play music. They keep the lights a little bit dimmer, right? They have people walking around to assist people who maybe need a little help shopping. It is for older people who can't really move at the pace of the world, or people who maybe have like, when they have the seizures from the lights and all that, epileptic seizures, or people who have autism and they're super oversensitive to sounds and lights, and that they dim the lights, they turn off the music, they have people to walk around and help. And that's a great idea. And you know what I don't do? I don't go in there during their 2 hours and go, this is for me now. I'm going to come in. I don't do that because I go, this is set aside for these people who need that. And I'm good with that. But you also don't get to come into my world and go, can you just let me be super convenienced at your own inconvenience because I haven't died yet? No. No, ma'am. I'm sorry. I also have a place to be in 30 minutes.
Does anyone out there actually know someone named Myrtle or Ethel? Or what was that? Ethelda?
Ethelda was my great-great aunt. I was running out of old lady names, okay. So I just dug into the well.
All right. You could have thrown in like a my Gladys or something in there.
No, actually, you know what? I did have a Myrtle, too. My mom's grandmother was Myrtle. We called her Tiny. She spoke French. The first time she heard the song Voulez-vous coucher avec moi, I thought my grandma Tiny was going to have a stroke. None of us knew what it meant. She spoke French. She did. All right. That's enough of that. That's exactly how I was supposed to open the 7 o'clock hour, but Lonzo got me started. The fuse was lit and the dynamite went off. I don't know what you want me to tell you. It is what it is. No, you don't get to go to the front of the line. I'm sorry. That just is what it is. All right, actual sports, including water cooler cheat sheet and last segment of this hour, TMFINR Awards, all coming up on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show continues. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo with you. Adam said, can we not skip over the one percenter Fuji water? First off, it's Fiji water, Adam. It's Fiji water. Second off, if the wife wants Fiji water, she's getting Fiji water, all right? I drink my 75-cent a bottle carbonated water over here. If she wants Fiji, she can have it, all right? It's that simple. April said, did the old lady, she didn't say the old lady, she said, did she eventually move? Yes, she did. She was not happy about it, though. She huffed and puffed all the way. All of a sudden, by the way, that 4-4 speed to get to the front of the self-checkout line, all of a sudden that disappeared. All of a sudden, she was having the hardest time in the world walking to the back of the line. Oh, she needed all the help she could get to go to the back of the line. But when that hole opened, whip into the front of the checkout line. Oh, she was Brian Dawkins.
Well, there's a reason why, you know, people need oxygen after running 100 yards or something. I mean, she used all she had to get there and then was told that she was denied. So, I mean,
I'll have to tell you. Texter said, Blanche for the win at the Costco. Oh, no, Blanche took it to the back of the line. All right. Rose, Blanche, they back of the line, Golden Girls. I'm in a line too, all right? Texas said, I think Lonzo gets a bonus every time he gets Rob off track from sports. I need you all to know the Costco thing was coming at some point today. I didn't know where. I didn't know when. It was getting slid in there at some point. So
I just happened to see that he posted it on X, and I didn't know all the details, but you know.
You got him now. You got him now. Texas said, 40 years from now, you will have also learned some of the tricks that old lady was trying to use. Life will come full circle, and there will be a young buck that will be rude to you. Asking someone to stand in a line that everyone else is standing in is not rude. Can we stop with that, please? Saying you have to stand in line like everyone else is not rude. It's not. There are probably some conditions for some people that I'd be like, you know what? You go to the front of the line. I get it. 9-month pregnant lady, I'll let her cut the line. I get it. That ain't easy. I understand that.
What if she was an old pregnant lady?
If she's 85 and old, she needs to be at some medical institution being studied. Not in Costco. I'll bring you whatever you need, Rose. I'll bring you whatever you need. Just text me your shopping list.
I think it really comes down to also what you consider old. I mean, what
this lady counted. Objectively, this lady counted. This wasn't like is she really old? Right? Like if it, you know, if she was like 65, I'd be like, yeah, she's not old. Right? She's older, but she's not old.
I am constantly.
This lady was objectively old.
I am constantly cracking on old people, and they're probably my age. I don't know.
All right, let's do this. I was supposed to do it in the last segment. We'll do it here because we got the TMFINR Awards coming up in the next segment. Ladies and gentlemen, the top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office today. This is the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet.
Burn it down! Burn it down!
Buckeye Mike texted the show and said, Rob, you'll learn old people have no more F's to give. O-H, great one.
I-O, and you know, as the years roll by, I find myself not caring about a lot of stuff.
Oh, let me be clear.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's just, I didn't used to be that way. How did that happen?
Let me be clear. I understand and agree that. Here's the thing. The spots where my F's to give hit zero, I try to keep it in a way that I'm not negatively impacting other people. All right? Like, there's a difference between I don't care that my shoes don't match my shirt anymore. I mean, I do. I'm not that old.
I was going to say, yeah, I don't think that'll ever go away for you.
I do. But, like, I understand how grandpas get to the point where the pants are up by the nips.
Yeah, I don't.
Right?
I do not. No.
Because I'm going to keep it a buck with you. There are days where I eat a little too much and I sit in the chair and I'm like, dude, okay, that waistband's either got to come up here or I got to unzip.
No, there's no other option. Unzip is the only option. You can't. Come on. We've had these discussions down the hallway about someone we know who gets older every year and his shorts get higher and higher.
Don't talk about the boss like that.
No. He and I were having a discussion. and I don't. I'll never understand that. I won't. I mean, why would you pull it over here? It just doesn't. I mean, I guess when you just don't care anymore, and I just maybe it has to do with skinny butts.
I get the out of bleach.
Does anyone understand? No. That's a fashion choice that doesn't make any sense.
I'm not just talking about the fashion concept. I mean, again, I do think it does. I just think you're not there yet. What I'm saying is, I get the out of F's to give attitude. Stop impacting other people negatively. I got places to be too, all right? You don't get to just because you don't care about anything doesn't mean that I have stuff that I don't care
about. Do you believe in legitimate emergencies that would warrant someone going through?
If there is something in your life that you're like, it is important that I get out of here, but not important enough that I don't buy these, you know, pajamas, then no, it's not that much of an emergency, is it?
That's why I was asking what was in
the basket. If you get a phone call that, hey, your kid's bleeding, then leave the basket and go. Nobody's going to be mad at you. Yeah, I'm sure the person who has to restock the groceries won't be thrilled.
Well, what if there were bandages? Then that's why you had to take it. I mean, you know.
Then I promise you the CVS is better than the Costco for you. You know what you're doing when you go in the Costco. You don't go in there and be like, in and out 15 minutes. No, you're not. No one is. It's a time suck. You're going in there for a minimum of half an hour. Minimum. All right? Item number one. That one wasn't my fault. All right? That one wasn't my fault.
You didn't have to read the text yet.
Sam Darnold, 231 yards, one touchdown, one pick as the Vikings knock off the Bears, 30-12. Here's the thing. We've been talking about the Eagles. We've been talking about the Lions, the Chiefs, the Bills, yada, yada, yada. Nobody's been talking about the Minnesota Vikings. Y'all, they're 12-2. They're 12-2. They're 7-1 at the crib. They're 5-1 away from the house. This team's pretty good. And again, as I pointed out, I think just about any quarterback in the NFL could be good if they go there and they get Jefferson and Addison and Hockenson and Jones all playing behind them. But this team's pretty good.
Sam Darnold. We can't be excited about Sam Darnold. He's a bust.
I mean, listen.
That was sarcasm.
Oh, I know what it was. Yeah. I know what it was. And my response to that is, yeah, how's Kirk doing? But we'll come to that here in a minute because he also played last night. Point here is, if you put an elite quarterback on this Vikings team, I think they're untouchable. I mean, an elite quarterback. If you put an elite quarterback, you put Josh Allen on this Bills team is 14-0 and outscoring everybody by 25. Like, this team's good.
So Josh Allen is
elite.
The best quarterback. He's your go-to guy.
He's the MVP right now, and it's not close.
He's your go-to guy.
He's the MVP right now, and it's not close.
So disrespectful.
Not close. Caleb Williams, 18 of 31, 191, one touchdown, no interceptions. But he got the hell beat out of him last night. We're going to play some sound later on because even Aikman was like, yeah, this is not good. This is actually really bad.
Didn't you say early in the year he's going to be good?
I don't think he's bad.
Okay.
I don't think he's bad at all. What happened last night at the Chicago Bears is not on Caleb Williams. It's on Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus, as it has been from the beginning. The Bears fall to 4-10. They are 0-7 on the road. In the other game, the Falcons knock off Raiders 15-9 last night.
Have we ever figured out why they just decided to do doubleheaders on Monday night?
Because but basically I think it's because the college season is over, so it opens up the rest of the calendar in the NFL.
They've done it a couple times through this. I mean, more this year than I recall them ever doing it.
So. Yeah, I mean, there definitely are. And the answer is Monday Night Football is the most watched television show.
Yeah, but why have two on at the same time?
So that you get more people who are interested in more games. If you're willing to watch, if you're watching Monday Night Football every week, you're watching every week. If you're not, maybe you sit down and you go, okay, there's two games on. I might as well just turn them both on, right? And on top of that, more advertising room in primetime hours, baby.
Believe it or not, even though you and I can multitask, there's a good majority of the people who cannot. They pick one and that's it.
You're still getting double the advertising revenue. Kirk Cousins, 112 yards on 11 of 17 through the air. One touchdown, one interception. That makes Kirk Cousins and the Falcons, 1-4. Kirk now has one touchdown and nine interceptions in his last five games. They are 1-4. It was Bijan Robinson who did the damn thing last night. 22 carries, a buck 25 on the ground. Falcons win 15-9. They are now at 500. And as it stands, wrapping up week 15 over in the NFC South, the Falcons are now a game off the pace, one game behind the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Raiders eliminated from the playoffs in the NFC North. The Vikings are now tied with the Detroit Lions for the lead. The Bears are eliminated at 4-10. Let's go to item number two. It has happened, ladies and gentlemen. Stop the presses. There is a transfer portal player at a skill position coming in to Clemson this year. Tristan Smith adds to the Clemson wide receiver room. Played 2 years at Hutchinson Community College in Kansas. Transferred to Southeast Missouri State this season. 76 grabs, 934 yards, and 6 touchdowns for the Red Hawks this year in the FCS playoff. 10 grabs, a buck 39, and a touchdown against Illinois State. The 6'5", 205-pounder announced his transfer to Clemson on Instagram. He had a couple of other offers. The only other one really of note was an offer from the Kentucky Wildcats. He did have some others from like New Mexico State, etc. But with Troy Stellato and Noble Johnson going into the transfer portal, by the way, Noble Johnson already committed to Arizona State. This is a cat who can come in and add a little bit of depth to that room. And finally, and very quickly, because I don't care, but you will, item number three. Conor McGregor has agreed to fight Logan Paul in a boxing match. All right, that's the segment, ladies and gentlemen. Water cooler cheat sheet in the rearview mirror. When we come back, it is time to hand out some fake hardware, ladies and gentlemen. It is time to hand out some TMFINR awards. We will do that when we come back on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, away we go, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Rob Brown Show right here on the Fan Upstate. Rob, the great one, Lonzo, and you want you to be a part of the radio show this morning. 844-326-3663. That's the number to be a part of the show this AM. Text us 71307. Start your text with Fan, F-A-N, Fan, F-A-N. And we will read them on the show for you. Tweet me at The Rob Brown Show. Tweet Lonzo at Lonzo on Word. And you can tweet everybody at the station at The Fan Upstate. If you want to go about it in that direction, you can do it as well. All those are the ways to get in touch with the program. Oh, rob.brown at thefanupstate.com and the Ray Memorial Hotline. Audio Blitz coming up in the next segment of the show. So if you want to get into the Audio Blitz and be featured in this morning's Armada Audio of the AM, now is the chance to do it. Go to the Odyssey app. Go to the Fan Upstate page. Go to the Odyssey app. Go to the Fan Upstate page. And when you do, you'll see a little button that says leave a voice message. Send that voice message, 30 to 60 seconds. I will check the Ray Memorial Hotline during this next commercial break. And if you give me one, that's good. If you give me one, that's worth it. You'll get it played on the air. But we have got to get to our hardware. Every Tuesday on the show at the conclusion of the football week, we hand out some fake trophies to people who had exceptional performances. And we say the TMF INR Awards. Let's start, ladies and gentlemen, with the only college football game from this past weekend that was technically a regular season game, and that was Army-Navy. The 9-3 midshipmen knock off the Army Black Knights. 31-13 is your final. And how about doing it on the legs of a young man who deserved more credit than he got this year? Navy quarterback Blake Horvath. Now, Horvath went 4 of 9 for 107 yards. He did have two passing touchdowns. So why is 4 of 9 for a bucko 7 and two passing touchdowns worthy of a TMF INR award? Very simple, ladies and gentlemen. Because he also ran the ball 25 times for 204 yards and two more touchdowns. Navy quarterback Blake Horvath is not real. Now to the National Football League we go. We opened up with a Thursday night contest between the Rams and the 49ers, and there is not a skill position player in sight that could get one. I mean, maybe I could give it to Kyren Williams, 108 yards on the ground, but he did it on 29 carries. Maybe you want to give it to Isaac Guerrero, who stepped in at running back for San Francisco last minute. 57 yards on 16 carries. But no, we make history today, ladies and gentlemen, because for the very first time in the history of the awards, the TMF INR goes to a kicker. Josh Carley is the kicker for the LA Rams. They sent him onto the field four times for field goals, and all four times he converted. That is why the Rams knocked off the 49ers 12-6. Josh Carley is not real. The Bengals, 37-27 winners over the Tennessee Titans. The Tennessee Titans are bad at football. That is confirmed. But I am going to hand this one off, I think, not to Joe Burrow, who was 26 of 37 for 271 yards and three touchdowns. But he also threw a pair of picks in this one that allowed the Titans to hang around. It should have been an absolute blowout. No, not to Jamar Chase, his nine grabs for 94 yards. I'm going to hand it off to Chase Brown, the running back from the Bengals, 25 carries, 97 yards, and a touchdown, was able to keep Will Levis, Mason Rudolph. Will Levis got benched for Mason Rudolph, by the way. Able to keep those two off the field by just grinding clock late. Sometimes we got to hand some trophies to people who don't otherwise show up in the editorial column. Let's go with Chase Brown, as he helps the Bengals get a 10-point win over the Titans. Jaden Daniels, how about 25 of 31, 226, two touchdowns. He also ran it 11 times for 66 yards, including one where he put the entire New Orleans Saints defense in an absolute blender. This guy is the real bleeping deal. I've been telling you that since he was at LSU. I keep it here. Jaden Daniels, as the Commanders walk out of New Orleans with a 20-19 win. I'm going to say an honorary to Spencer Rattler. 10 of 21, a buck 35 and a touchdown, but he scored that touchdown after leading the Saints 90 yards down the field to put a final touchdown on the board with 3 seconds left to play. Yes, I know there's a clock controversy there. Yes, I know there are some people upset about it. Hey, Spencer played with the cards he was dealt, and he gave the Saints a chance to win. Give Spence, a.k.a. Lonzo. What's his nickname? You know we love to say it around here.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not. If the boss sent me an email or text and said, you're saying that, I'm not doing it.
Rat Daddy! All right, let's keep going with our TMFINR awards. Let's step over. How about we go to the Dallas Cowboys? They take the Carolina Panthers behind the woodshed. The first game the Panthers are favored in over 2 years, and Dallas turns it on and hands it to him. I went back and forth. I had CeeDee Lamb, 9 grabs, a buck 16, and a tutty. But how are we not giving it to former South Carolina Gamecock Rico Dowdle? 25 totes, 149 ground yards, no touchdown scored, but he averaged 6 yards a carry across 25 runs. Former Gamecock Rico Dowdle is not real. 35-14, the Ravens walk into New York like everybody else has. The Giants are 0-8 at the crib, and I'm handing it to Lamar Jackson. You're not going to convince me anybody else is anywhere near as deserving. 21 of 25, 290 yards, and 5 tutties through the air. He also added 65 yards rushing on 6 carries. We don't need to spend a ton of time on it. Lamar Jackson is not real. 32-25, the New York Football Jets knock off the Jacksonville Jaguars. He has not won one this year, Aaron Rodgers. And he won't hear either because Devontae Adams took it from him. 9 snags, 198 yards, and a pair of touchdowns. Turns out, maybe there's a little gas in the tank for Devontae Adams, who is indeed not real. 48-42, the Buffalo Bills step into Detroit Rock City and knock off the Lions, hand them just their 2nd loss of the season while picking up their 11th win. I spun around on this. You had Ty Johnson, 5 grabs, 114 yards, 105 on the ground for James Cook, who answered the bell in clutch time. But ladies and gentlemen, I don't care if you don't like it. It's Josh Allen, 4 touchdowns responsible, 23 of 34 for 362 and 2 through the air. Also ran 68 yards for a pair of touchdowns as well. Josh Allen, Josh Allen, Josh Allen, Josh Allen is not real. 27-13, the Eagles knock off the Steelers. Maybe the Steelers aren't that good. Maybe they're not. Maybe it was a mirage. Maybe it's just that the Eagles are another one of those teams that probably aren't being talked about the way they should. How about Jalen Hurts? He didn't have the best version of Saquon Barkley, 19 carries, 65 yards. He did have the best version of a solid wide receiver core. And in a week in which Jalen Hurts was getting roasted, toasted, and burnt to a crisp for the Philadelphia passing offense being bad, 25 of 32, 290 yards, and a pair of tutties, Jalen Hurts is not real. The Cardinals knock off the Patriots to move to 500 at 7-7. They win this game 30-17, and it's going to be James Conner. 16 carries, 110 yards, and a pair of touchdowns on the ground. Kyler Murray was fine. 23 of 32, 24, no touches, no picks. A good day for Kyler Murray, but he was able to have a good day because James Conner is not real. 40-17. The Buccaneers smoke the Chargers. You wanted Baker Mayfield. You got Baker Mayfield. I'm going to make this a twofer, though. Two players catching one. Baker Mayfield, 22 of 27, 288 yards and 4 touchdowns, backed up by Bucky Irving. 15 totes, 117 yards. Let's make it a trio. Mike Evans got to catch one too. 9 snags, a buck 59, and a pair of those 4 touchdowns. I'm going to go with the three-way TMFINR award. Baker Mayfield, Bucky Irving, Mike Evans. None of them are real. 30-13, the Pack knock off Seattle. Listen, Josh Jacobs had a fine day, 26 carries, 94 yards, but I think I'm going to give this one to Jordan Love. 20 of 27, 229, 2 touchdowns, and orchestrated a phenomenal second half of the game where they just kept matching Seattle. You're not going to make up the ground that we put you into a 20-3 hole at halftime because Jordan Love orchestrated everything. Jordan Love And finally, we wrap it up with a Monday night performance last night. 15-9 was your final as the Atlanta Falcons elevate themselves back to 500. They are now 7-7, a game off the pace in the NFC South. And it was because, and only because, of Bijan Robinson. 22 carries, 125 yards for Bijan Robinson. They needed him to keep the ball out of the hands of Desmond Ridder, who was picked off twice by the Falcons in this game. He toted this team. He willed this team to a dub. Bijan Robinson is not real. And there you have it, your weekly TMFINR award winners from the Rob Brown Show this week. Let us take a break. When we come back here in just mere moments from right now, we will perform the audio blitz, our favorite audio that we have picked up since the last time we did the audio blitz, you know, yesterday. I got some good ones. I got some interesting ones, and we'll play those for you when we return.
Have you got all the old stuff out of your system? We're done with that for the day.
Oh, the old people stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see how we go. People won't let it go on the text line and in the stream. And you know how I am. I'm reactionary. So, you know, you send me old people stuff, you're probably going to get some more old people takes. Listen, I love old people. I really do. What I don't like is entitled jerks.
Also, your collar's down a little bit and almost looks like a 70s. I just want to point that out.
Hey, here's my question. Thursday night, there's a Swamp Rabbit hockey game. It's a retro night. They're doing the like through the decades theme. Do I go, Lonzo, full face glam rock 80s? Do I go grunge 90s? Or do I go like boy band millennial?
See,
what's the play here?
Two of those would be really easy for you, so you should go with glam rock.
I mean, I got plenty of flannel.
Right.
All right.
So grunge is already that's just every day.
The issue is I don't mind going with the full glam rock face full of makeup. I'm just not good at putting it on. And the wife won't be on home in time for me to go, hey, sweetheart, you know how much I love you, and I know you love a manly man, but can you get my lipstick right for me?
As far as that goes, it don't have to be right. I mean, you're glam rock guy after a concert. I mean, so it's not pristine. You know, you've just did your 2 hours out there and rocked it out. So things got a little smeared.
The other thing I have to consider is I do have to run around an arena for 3.5 hours. So the pleather pants, they're not out of the picture. And yes, I do own a pair because I am in a band and we're amazing.
It will be freeing for you. The glam rock thing will...
I promise you, pleather pants are the opposite of freeing.
No, it's going to...
They're the most not freeing things you've ever put around the boys.
It's going to unleash something on that arena that they did not expect.
Hello, ladies.
I'm picturing gold dust, but I mean, you know... That's...
Sports flash.
Can't get the visual out of my head. The prime effect is still alive in Boulder, Colorado, as the Colorado Buffaloes signed the number one ranked player in the transfer portal, former Alabama defensive tackle Jaheim Otis. 6'5", 320-pound junior has 2 more years of eligibility, and during his time in Tuscaloosa, recorded 52 tackles, 5 pass breakups, and 1.5 sacks. Former first-round draft pick Clyde Edwards-Helaire has been waived by the Kansas City Chiefs after falling down the depth chart. Edwards-Helaire hasn't played this season, and the Chiefs will likely use the roster spot on the returning Hollywood Brown. Charlotte Hornets played their projected starting five for the first time this season, only for the injury bug to bite again. Brandon Miller left the 121-108 loss to Philadelphia with an ankle sprain in the same game that saw LaMelo Ball return from a calf injury. Tune in tomorrow at 6:30 as Firm Paladins take on the Montreat Cavaliers on The Fan.